This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
We're back live here, and I was just Googling my name. I was just checking stuff out here, and I noticed Media Matters has put out their latest BS spin. You just Dr. McCam shot here if you need to. Alex Jones reacts to Mueller report summary by expressing his willingness to execute traitors. Then they go on to claim that I'm talking about Rachel Maddow. None of that is true. That is all more garbage. What happens is, we got a great crew in here, but we don't script everything like an hour-long CNN show where every graphic that goes up is exactly what we mean to show or whatever. Everybody's seen mainstream news put the wrong graphics up. I was talking about how Jeff Bezos, who I'm always critical of, for a lot of reasons, never sold us out to China, never helped round up political dissidents, never ran slave factories. As bad as some of their problems are, and how I'm sick of being called a traitor because traitors get executed. And I said, and it's not my department if people ever found guilty of treason to execute folks, but that, you know, if we found heads of American companies were actually Chinese agents, I'd kick the levers all day. And somebody in there, because it's, you know, and I'm not mad at them. It's the way the show works. I can have it where I have to prove a graphic. Was surfing through, they're punching buttons. You see it all the time where a pop-up pops up or there's the wrong picture and they move it. It's part of the fun of live TV. Rachel Maddow pops up because we've just been talking about Rachel Maddow crying over Russiagate. So they got all these channels, all these computer screens open. Somebody punched that up. So during me talking about traitors at Google, Maddow pops up, and that turns into I want to hang Rachel Maddow. No, I don't wish any harm upon Rachel Maddow. And Media Matters knows that. It just absolutely never ends with these people and how deceptive they are. But that's what they do. That's who they are. And people know that's who they are. And you read the Media Matters comments, people are like, how you going? You like being deplatformed? You like being shut down? It's all coming out what's happened. You're getting in trouble. You're losing. Your corrupt lawyers are going to jail. The deplatforming of InfoWars in a sick way because of our listeners standing firm and taking action got bigger. I'm more mobbed on the street positively than ever before. I went into a cafe at 10:30 in the morning to have a late breakfast brunch with my wife and my oldest daughter, and no one was in there. But just through the window, people saw me, and 10-year-old kids and 7-year-old kids with their parents came in and wanted autographs. And when I walked outside, people wanted to shake my hand. It's not working. But with the left, they don't care. They want the simulation in their mind that we've been defeated. And they believe in their own echo bubble world that if they lie about me and lie about what I've said about Sandy Hook and things, that it has this big effect. Only with NPR and CNN viewers who are already believing everything you tell them. They believe I'm a Russian agent. They believe all this crap. So it's incredible. It's not working anymore. I don't believe in any offensive violence. They had the Pentagon, the FBI, and the CIA investigate me as a traitor, punishable by execution. And I said Google and Apple are working in China to engage in high treason, and that they need to be charged, that they need to be indicted, they need to be brought to justice. And you turn that into Rachel Maddow. Good try. Has nothing to do with Rachel Maddow. Remember when they popped her up for a minute? I just don't want to sound like I'm bashing on the crew. I'm not talking about Rachel Maddow. I'm talking about anybody found guilty of treason. He's just guilty of being a propagandist. But I didn't do it. But from now on, when my gut tells me, I'm going to do it. Because, hey, the crew's great, but they, stuff like that happens when you got 20 channels up. I was talking. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bill Johnson is about to take over. Very informal and dynamic individual. The left is not going to give up. They're going to get more shrill, more criminal. They're going to stage more Jesse Smollett things. They're going to take more things out of context. They're going to try to censor more, brigade more, harass more. But we have reports now that have gone live on InfoWars.com with top computer scientists proving Google stole the 2018 elections and lifetime video where we prove Google and YouTube are fixing search results. This is incredible, and anybody can duplicate it themselves. It's very important. It's up on InfoWars.com. Will Johnson is about to take over. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported, free shipping store-wide, 50 to 60% off. This is our biggest sell ever. It even tops Christmas. But I guess they decided to have some out of it, 60% off. And this is how we fund our operations. So stock up on high-quality coffee. Stock up on high-quality fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine-fortified toothpaste. Stock up on fish oil. Stock up on turmeric. Stock up on things you're going to need each month. I can say stock up on the energy bars, the protein bars, all that, but they've sold out or about to, so we went back to regular price. InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you all for standing with us, and thank you, by the way, to this great crew. The amazing job that they do as well. And the War Room is coming up in T-minus 53 minutes with Owen Schroyer. His co-host is Roger Stone, but he's a political prisoner, so he can't come on right now. There's been a lot of other insane developments today, obviously. And we're trying to gauge what's happening there and deal with it. But we're in the thick of the fight for this country, but we're in sudden death overtime with the globalists, toe-to-toe. But we have the initiative, and we're driving down the field, and they don't know what to do. It's like a 99-yard drive, and we're 10 yards from the end zone right now. You feel the energy, and the enemy had such horrible plans for all of us. They love to bully kids. They love to target the unborn, now the born. But everything's slipping through their hands right now. They don't know what to do. The inferiority complex of the evil ones, they just are beside themselves because they were finally about to rule Earth. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson's report, and then Will Johnson.
So the same media that relentlessly calls me a fake news conspiracy theorist just spent the last 2 years pushing what turned out to be the biggest fake news conspiracy theory since Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Who's the conspiracy theorist now? As Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi writes, Russiagate is this generation's WMD. WMD damaged the media's reputation. Russiagate may have destroyed it. The same media that abuses its platform to deplatform and silence others for fake news and misinformation. When they generated and hyped the largest, most harmful piece of fake news and misinformation for 2 years solid, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have all vowed to crack down on fake news and conspiracy theories. CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and every late-night comedian all threw their weight behind a conspiracy theory that caused division across the country and undermined democracy. What punishment will they face? Will their channels be deleted? Will they be relegated in the algorithm? Don't hold your breath. Alex Jones was wiped out for saying something he apologized for. Yet the mass media pushed a narrative that destabilized the nation and could have sparked a war. And nothing will happen to them. None of them will be held accountable. For 2 years solid, every night they told us that the Trump administration was on the verge of collapse.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
This is the beginning of the end today.
This is the beginning of the end.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
For 2 years solid, they breathlessly told us that the president had conspired with a hostile nation to steal an election.
Russia. Russia, Vladimir Putin, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia hates Russia, Russia, Russia. Putin, Russia's Russia, 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 Russia. Russian, 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 Russia, Russia. Moscow, Moscow, Russia, Russian, pro-Russian, Russian, Russia, Russian, 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 Russian. Russian, 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 Russians, Russians, Russian, 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 Russia, Russian, 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 Moscow, Russian, Russian, Russia, Putin, Russian, 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 Russia against us, Russians, the Russians, Russia against the U.S., the Russians, Russia, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russian government scheme, the Russians, Vladimir Putin, Russia, Vladimir Putin, Russia, Putin, Putin and Russia, Russia, Moscow, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russia, the Russians, Russian, Russians, Russia, Russia, Russian, Russian, Russia, Russia, Putin, 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 Russian, 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 Russia,
and exactly. As I said, over 2 years ago, it all turned out to be complete bunk. 40 FBI agents, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 230 communications records, 50 phone taps, 13 foreign government intel requests. No collusion, no evidence of obstruction. The media lied to you again and again and again. They peddled the biggest fake news hoax in a generation while pointing their fingers at people like me, demanding we be silenced for fake news. The people screaming about Trump working for Russia are the same people demanding social media censor misinformation. Stop listening to these people. If you're an MSNBC viewer or reader of liberal sites on the internet, you were fed a steady stream of conspiratorial bullshit that completely warped your view of the world, all while they purposely excluded anyone who questioned their fraud and profited off of your fears. Many of them are so delusional that even after the Mueller report completely debunked their conspiracy theory, even after being totally humiliated, they're still claiming there was Russian collusion. I'm not owned, I'm not owned, I continue to insist as I slowly shrink and transform into a corn cob. Russian collusion conspiracy theorists are the flat earthers of politics. They won't apologize. They won't reflect on their hysteria. Their hysteria will only be elevated. No one will be fired. No one will be disciplined. Are you ever going to have a single moment of self-awareness? Are you ever going to stop being partisan hacks? Are you ever going to realize the reason you lost the election wasn't Russian Facebook ads or Twitter bots? It was because you fielded an unpopular candidate who embodied a neoliberal elitist agenda that the entire world is now rejecting. And after having spent the last 2 years hyping the importance and credibility of the Mueller report, they're now telling everyone to disregard the Mueller report.
I don't care what's in that report.
This is like Brexit all over again. What do you want to do? Keep having investigation after investigation until you get the result you want? The only way the conspiracy theory can survive is by metastasizing into an even bigger conspiracy. Now Mueller himself was part of the conspiracy. Hey, Democrats, Maybe now drop the conspiracy theories. Maybe drop demonizing half of the American population. Maybe drop the relentless, frothing hysteria and the endless contrived moral panics. Maybe now, become an actual political party with policies that actually resonate with the American people. Just an idea. Hey, media, instead of abusing your platforms to silence your competition and destabilize democracy, maybe go back to doing actual nonpartisan and unbiased journalism. Just an idea.
Well, that's editor-at-large for Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Will Johnson's taking over the next segment, but let me show you this. Boston Herald, time to ban the collusion conspiracy theorists. And they go on to say the Democrats should all be banned off Twitter, Facebook, Google, because Alex Jones was for misinformation. No, I was for questioning real things. And they shouldn't get banned for questioning. They should get arrested for creating the fake investigation and trying to plant evidence, which has now come out. We have the text messages. We have the proof. That's how they get prosecuted, trying to bring the president down in an orchestrated coup, an inside job. What did Trump call it? A takedown. They can sit up there and say the moon's made of cheese and Trump's an Easter bunny or a Russian agent that wears fur caps. That's their right to do, but they can't collude with the government to try to overturn the election knowing it's a fraud. So now they're using the left's censorship of me to call for the left to be censored. No, let's not turn into them. Will Johnson coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one and delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome. You are watching The Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. I will be standing in for Alex Jones for the rest of the show here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. There's a lot happening in the news. I'm pretty sure everyone is aware of the Mueller report, of course. Alex Jones was just talking about it. Awesome report from Paul Watson. And there's so much going on. It's almost like I don't know where to start. But where I'm going to start is with Ilhan Omar. Just this past weekend, I was in L.A. where she was speaking at a CARE event. And at this CARE event, we had roughly over 1,000 people that are Americans that were there protesting against CARE for hosting this event with Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar, she's the one that has the whole anti-Semitic statements against Israel. And it's already been proven that Ilhan Omar and CARE absolutely work together with Hamas as a terrorist organization. It's kind of remarkable to me that we have a terrorist organization that's operating with inside of the borders of the United States. And it's not even a secret. But because of the Democratic Party policies, they've embraced and endorsed this whole anti-Semitic. They came out with a whole resolution trying to make it look like that they're not hateful towards Jewish people. Even our President Donald J. Trump came out with a statement talking about how the Democratic Party does not like the Jewish community, which is a true statement. They've demonstrated it multiple times. Even when President Trump moved the embassy to Jerusalem, the Democrats were not happy about it. Every time President Trump put in policies trying to protect the American people against Muslims that want to come destroy the country, and not all Muslims are bad. President Trump has already admitted that. But they get upset every time President Trump tried to do something that's going to protect the American people. Because of this, we are where we are. I was in L.A. this past weekend, and like I said, there was over 1,000 people protesting against Ilhan Omar, and she came out with a statement, and I'm going to play this video clip for you, how about the American people standing outside protesting against her, and her statement is completely bonkers, if you ask me. So without me continuing going on, rumbling on, I'm going to show you this clip with Ilhan Omar and how she's addressing us, the American people, outside of this CARE event. So I'm going to put this on the screen for you, and you can see it here. So just listen to what she says here.
There are very fascinating people outside who for so many years have spoken about an Islam that is oppressive. An Islam that lessens and isolates its women. And today they gather outside to protest a Muslim woman who is in Congress.
Pay attention to what she's saying.
The irony in that.
The irony.
Is very entertaining to me. I know many of them drove miles to get here. Spent a lot of energy and resources and money to purchase the signs that they have. But I don't think any of them realize that people like myself and many of the people in this room can care less about what they have to say.
Really? Really? Worse, she care less? Her and the people in the room care less what Americans have to say. Did you hear her? She just said it. I'm not putting words in her mouth. She straight up said that she could care less. Her and the people in the room could care less on what Americans have to say. And if we're supposed to believe what she's saying as truth, that we should care less what Americans have to say, that should send a signal to everybody in this country that they do not care about America. Now, the people that were standing out there, they're not there for Islam. They didn't come to the protest, this whole rally, because of they want to show their support for Islam. They're speaking out against Islam. And then she says she finds it ironic that she's Muslim and she's in Congress. Now, to my understanding, unless it has changed, you have to be an American citizen in order to be a member of Congress. So her being an American citizen, and now she's a member of Congress, is the only reason why she is a congresswoman. See, she left that part out. Now, if she was in the Middle East, would she have the same rights? Would she be able to stand before the men that was at this event and speak to them with authority? Think about that. See, that's the part that she's leaving out. Of course, you're a woman, you're in America, you have rights, you have every means necessary, you have every ability to become somebody, you have every right to become a congresswoman. That's what America is about. It's not the Republicans, it's not the American people that want to keep women suppressed. It is Islam. If you went over to the Middle East, she would not be in the position she's in right now. The only reason why she's there, because she's where? In America, the United States of America. That's the only reason. It's really a no-brainer. And see, the people in there, they're not hearing that, so they're only going based on what she's saying. The whole objective here is to convince the American people that Islam is for women, which we all know is not. Would she be willing to take the hijab off? Would she be willing to take the thing off her head off? Why not show her hair? And has she been presented with the question about Israel having their freedom, Israel being a state? She's come out multiple times with her hatred toward Israel. And can you imagine how she feels with President Trump showing his support for Israel? Never before in the history of this nation, we've had other presidents in the past saying that they're going to do X, Y, Z for Israel and does nothing. Zero, not a zip. But here it is, President Trump keeping his word. That is the major problem. That is the major problem when it comes to the Democrats. You have a president of the United States keeping his word, and they don't like it. Just to give you a really quick brief, you have the Center for Security Policy. They even came out with a statement showing how CARE is a domestic terrorist group. They laid out the proof. There's documentation on it. They've already lined it out for all of us to see. What more do you need to see? What more evidence do you need to see? It is all there. She just plainly laid it out. That she's not here for the American people. She's here for Islam. For her, the Sharia comes above all other things. Sharia is the one. Sharia is the only one for them. Okay, so we're going to go to a break here. But before we go, I want to say this. Infowars.com. Go to Infowars.com and check out the supplements. They have beautiful things. You can get everything. The Brain Force. The Turbo Force. The protein bars. I actually have some of the protein bars. They are fulfilling. My name is Will Johnson, The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. I am hosting this last hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for coming back and staying with us. The last segment, I was talking about Ilhan Omar and the event that she had in L.A. this past weekend. And one of the things that I wanted to show you was, and I'm going to put up on the screen here. This was the security. This was the Center for Security Policy. And on their website, they show that, you know, Carr is Hamas. And they actually have the documentation where they prove that they are a terrorist group. And I'm not going to go through everything on here. But one of the things that people should realize is that even the founder of this Carr organization, they even came out with a statement talking about how they said they believe, and I'm going to read this word for word. Now, I quote, he says, it is important to mislead Americans about the future and the nature of the Muslim Brotherhood. It is support, and it supports the terrorist acts against Israel. So they don't want people to realize that. They don't want people to know that. That's the part that's really amazing about all this. The documentation is out there. They're no longer hiding it. It's in plain sight, and the Democrats are actually embracing it. That's the scary part about all of this. So, but the main topic today, the main story that's buzzing around, well, actually, there should be two main topics buzzing around. And I'm going to get to that second topic here in just a minute. But the main one that everyone is talking about, all the mainstream news media, the outlets, InfoWars, Breitbart, Drudge Report, all of them, is the Russia no collusion. It should just be called that, Russia no collusion. You know, the Democrats for the last 2 years have been attacking the president day in and day out as long as they can to get at the president. Never in the history of this world, or this country rather, have the Democrats, the mainstream media, even some Republicans have done everything they could to take out the president of the United States. So this whole Russia collusion has been more than $25 million, our dollars, spent. Now, everyone who hears that should be highly upset. Do we get a refund? Does that money come back to us? I think not. It's just money gone. I mean, they spent this money. I mean, where's the checks and balances at? I mean, President Trump came out. It's a total witch hunt. And everybody's talking about it, and everyone should pay attention to what's happening here. It's completely despicable. 2,800 subpoenas. No collusion, mind you. After the 2,800 subpoenas, 2,800. Think about that number, 2,800 subpoenas. Imagine the man hours it took for 2,800 subpoenas with no collusion. 500 witnesses? Really? 500 witnesses, and where's the collusion? There is still no collusion after 500 witnesses. And you know what's really amazing about all of it? Is that with Shifty Shift, knowing that there's no collusion after the report coming out, Shifty Shift is upset. The Democrat Party's upset. The liberal media is upset that there is no collusion, so now they're going with obstruction. See, they have been talking about obstruction before the report came out, and the main reason I believe that they've been talking about obstruction before the report came out, because they knew for a fact there was no Russia collusion. They knew it. It was already spelled out. Don't forget about Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, you know what, we need to move on. How long ago? She just did that recently. A lot of people don't even know that. A lot of people don't even realize that. She just admitted. So now they're going with the whole obstruction of justice. Why in the world would President Trump have to do obstruction when he did nothing wrong? Think about that. You know, if someone says that, hey, you just stole that car and you got the license and registration to the vehicle, and if you don't show someone who's just making up these lies your license and registration, they're saying that you're obstructing. And then if they get a subpoena and they do all this stuff, they do this report, and they go down to the DMV and they find out that you actually own a vehicle, they're going to say that you were obstructing because you didn't want to show them your license and registration. I'm not talking about a police officer. I'm talking about someone who's made up this whole thing. That's exactly what this is. Oh, you're obstructing. So now they don't have any collusion with Russia. So let's go with Russia. Let's say that he obstructed. It's the witch hunt. They're not going to stop the witch hunt. This whole witch hunt is going to continue. It's not going to stop. They are completely upset by it. So I have a short clip that I want to play of Shifty Shift after he found out, and this is from Sunday. With Shifty Shift complaining about his whole thing about Russia collusion and how they're not going to stop because they're moving on to obstruction now. And I don't know if you recall a while back where Shifty Schiff said that, well, if they come out and they find out in the report, basically I'm paraphrasing here, they come out and they find out that there was no collusion, we're going to have our own investigation. So basically, this is how you put it. Basically, you have this whole Russia collusion is dead, is done, in the casket, buried, funeral. The Democrats and Shifty Shift and the rest of them, even the liberal media, they're going to dig up that casket and have their own funeral. They're going to dig up those bones and look at the same bones that everyone's been looking at for the last 2 years and say, try to come up with something else different about this dead body that's in this casket and have their own funeral. That's the insanity of all of this. So let me put this clip up here. This is what our Shifty Shift, Congressman Shifty Shift. Check this out.
You know, the biggest news from Robert Mueller so far is that there are no new indictments for that underlying any cooperation with the conspiracy with the Russians to interfere in our elections. And we're already seeing Rudy Giuliani come out with a tweet yesterday about that, citing you. He said your previous statement saying there is significant evidence of collusion involving the Trump campaign. I trust he, Adam Schiff, is relieved there is no collusion, and I hope he will apologize for his mistake. We all make them. The real virtue is to admit it. It would help us heal. You going to apologize?
I think Mr. Giuliani would be wise to wait until the report is made public before making any pronouncements about vindication.
You have said, though, in the past there was significant evidence of collusion. How do you square that with Robert Mueller's decision not to indict anyone?
And there is significant evidence of collusion, and we've set that out time and time again, from the secret meetings in Trump Tower to what? The conversations between Flynn, the Russian ambassador, to the providing of polling data to someone linked to Russian intelligence, and Stone's conversation with WikiLeaks and the GRU through
none of it Lucifer prosecuted. 2.
No, that's true.
None of it's prosecuted. And you go, no, that's true. There's nothing there. It's a nothing burger. They still can't get over the fact that they can't get anything. They're digging up dead bones, trying to make something out of these dead bones. Even Lindsey Graham is now talking about how come they didn't investigate the other side. Right? I mean, seriously, if you really want to talk about Russia collusion, when you want to look into the fake Steele dossier, did all of this start with the dossier, the Pfizer report? I mean, when they went to the Pfizer courts, did they question about this information? Is that information in the full Mueller report about the dossier? I mean, what started it? They were investigating a candidate running for president, someone that was working on the campaign, and didn't inform them. Lindsey Graham even brought up the fact how when Dianne Feinstein was saying what she was saying. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of this break. Dianne Feinstein even did what she did, talking about she had someone working with her with China, but she let him go because the FBI had let her know about it, but they didn't let President Trump know about it. More on the other side of this break. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Will Johnson. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. Absolutely wonderful things, crazy things happening in the world right now today. Russia, there's no Russia collusion once again. The last segment I was talking about how Dianne Feinstein had someone working under her and the FBI informed her and they let that person go. They did not do the same thing under President Trump. And Lindsey Graham today made that quite clear in his statement today. Another thing that he mentioned, I thought it was very important to get it across, is that he said that Americans that hate the fact that President Trump did not collude or upset, they hate this country. Why would you be upset if President Trump did not collude? Right? They don't even sound right. But Americans that are happy that he did not collude, they love this country. Think about that. It goes both ways. It's absolutely insanity. Here it is showing that the president did not do anything wrong, and they're upset. It's like they want the president to do something wrong. We know why they want him to do something wrong. They want him to do something wrong because they can't stand him doing the right thing for this country. They can't stand that he's a positive thing for this country. They just want him out. They want to impeach him by any means necessary. Impeach the president. Impeach the president. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. We don't like him. We don't like him. So with President Trump being, you know, basically there's no collusion. America has the cloud just lifted off of it. the Democrats still have this thundercloud over them, and they're upset because the rest of us see the light. We're in the sunshine. The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. And for some reason, the Democrats can't stand that fact. This is a sad day in America for them, but it's a great day for America as a whole. And we all should be celebrating. Isn't this what we wanted? I remember 2 years ago when people were complaining about President Trump saying, wait until the Mueller report comes out. Wait until the Mueller report comes out. Well, the Mueller report comes out and they don't like the fact that there has been no Russia collusion. The truth of it, the reality of it, there is no Russia collusion. And we've all seen how the Democrats demonstrate how they like reality in the year 2019. They argue, they fight with reality. 2 plus 2 for them no longer equals 4. Then they're trying to convince everybody that it equals 5. And if you say otherwise, then, hey, you're going to be attacked. They want to remove you from social media. They want to remove you from, you know, various networks because you're speaking your mind. You're telling the truth. We can't have that. Think about that. This is the world we live in. So with Russia collusion going on, with no Russia collusion going on, I want to show you something here. This is from part of the report from the Attorney General. And the Attorney General made it clear. And because he made it clear about this, they're upset. The Democrats are upset because they said he did not take enough time to go through the Mueller report himself, as if he needed more time. He probably asked Mueller, did you find anything that proved that there was anything close to Russia collusion? And Mueller probably told him, more than likely, said, no, there was absolutely nothing. It was zero evidence that showed Russia collusion. So it made it pretty simple. The past two years, $25 million plus later, no Russia collusion. And what do you expect? Him to make up something, say, you know what, well, there might be possibly something, but there's no more indictments coming, so you can't make something up. So just look at this. This is part of the report that came from the Attorney General. And it says the special counsel's report is divided into two parts. The first describes the results of the special counsel's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The report outlines Russia's efforts to influence the election and documents crimes committed by persons associated with the Russian government connected to those efforts. The report further explains that the primary consideration for the special counsel's investigation was whether any Americans, including individuals associated with the Trump campaign, joined the Russian conspiracy to influence the election, which would be a federal crime. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. As the report states, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its interference activities. So we all can agree that Russia does try to hack America. America tries to hack Russia. America tries to hack Israel. Israel tries to hack America. Allies hack each other to let each other know about open holes in their firewall. It's a common practice. Here in Silicon Valley, where I'm at, it is a common practice. They hack each other to find different things, and that's one way that allies help each other throughout the world. Doesn't mean that the enemies don't do it. And one thing they're talking about, saying, you know, even Lindsey Graham said today that is show proof that Russia hacked the DNC. And my question to that would be to Lindsey Graham is, when the FBI went to the DNC, was the FBI actually able to see the servers that were hacked? Because the last time I looked, the DNC refused to allow the FBI to view the servers. It's a valid question. To me, it's a valid question. They seem to forget about Seth Rich, you know, and they said that Roger Stone's connection with WikiLeaks is his connection to Russia. I mean, Seriously? You can say that about all of us. My connection to Russia is I'm on the same planet. I mean, really? Really? They make up everything out of everything. And the left, they're still so butthurt that President Trump is still the president with no collusion. They don't know how to handle it. So I have another quick video that I'm going to share with you. And this is with our favorite person here in California, Maxine Waters. She is still losing it. She's completely losing it. Let's check this out really quick here. Maxine Waters, our favorite person.
This president has a way of trying to get into people's heads and indoctrinate them. He's been saying no collusion, no collusion, no collusion over and over again for a long time now. And he's going to try and conclude that this report is proving that there's no collusion. And you have a lot of his sycophants who will, you know, take the nod from him and they'll say the same thing. But we cannot allow them to get away with this. He does this all the time. This is not the end of anything. This is the, well, it's the end of the report and the investigation by Mueller. But those of us who chair these committees have a responsibility to continue with our oversight. There's so much that needs to be,
It's the end of the Democrats is what it is. It's the end of the Democrats. They're done. It should be the end of CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of them. For 2 years, they pushed this fake news over and over. It should be the end of the left. If you ask me, the Democrats have played too many cards. They got caught with too many cards up their sleeve, cheating, lying. They colluded with Russia, not President Trump. They're done. It's finished. They're finished. We're going to drill this horse until the horse can't even be drilled any longer. The dead horse. Because the Russia collusion is dead. It's over. And people need to recognize what happened. So like I said in the beginning of this, there's one other thing that I think we should be addressing. And it should be all over the news. But because of the whole Russia collusion thing, is shadowing. And that is the interview with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. It's so important that everyone views that video. You share that video. Go to the Infowars.com. It's on the main page. You can see it right there. You have to share that video. See, with all the censorship that's going on, they do not want us to pay attention to the real issues that's affecting all of us. This Russia collusion is not even a real issue. The real issue is how they're censoring Americans. If they truly cared about Americans, they will spend 100% drilling down the censorship that's taking place in America. It's Nazi Germany all over again, except for physical books. They are burning digital books. It's digital books that they're burning here in the United States. My name is Will Johnson. This is the Alex Jones Show. So much information is never enough time to get it all out. Coming up next is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. You got to stay tuned. He's going to be full of information as he always is. My name is Will Johnson. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and check me out. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless our president. InfoWars.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.